The coalition of scientists is seeking what's called a Land Use Designation 2, or LUD 2, the most restrictive category on the Tongass besides a wilderness designation for the 77 fish streams. John Shane, a science advisor emeritus with Audubon Alaska, explained.
Our interest in the Land Use Designation 2, which was established in 1990 under the Tongass Timber Reform Act, is to allow a variety of uses, but particularly to protect these very important salmon-producing watersheds from roads and clear-cut logging that have potentially very long-term impacts on salmon. So we envision this protection not as a very strict wilderness designation, but a broader designation that really focuses on the conservation of fish and wildlife.
Audubon Alaska, Trout Unlimited, and the 230 individual scientists sent a letter to Congress seeking the change in land use. Jack Williams, senior scientist with Trout Unlimited, said the streams needed more than the 100-foot buffer strips allowed under existing federal management rules.
With the existing rainfall, steep slopes, that a lot of these drainages have and experience, the 100 feet just isn't adequate to really protect these streams, especially if we have a timber harvest, road building, those kinds of things. So it's really this watershed scale approach that to protect these best remaining areas. It really does make the most sense.
The coalition of scientists identified the 77 streams as the most valuable unprotected watersheds on the forest. They argued that salmon should be the top priority for managing Tongass lands. Heather Hardcastle, a gill netter who works for Trout Unlimited, said the region had been the most lucrative area in the state for the past 2 years for salmon fishing. She said the health of salmon streams was an important part of that success.
We still have the opportunity in this region to safeguard those bread baskets, if you will, or those nurseries for our salmon. And it's been a real honor for me in the last 3 years to reach out to commercial fishermen like my family and begin to recognize that there really is a concern out there among all of us that we need to shore up this habitat.
The group said the 77 watersheds face threats from logging, road building, mining, climate change, hydroelectric development, and proposed land exchanges, and they hope the proposal will be picked up and supported by members of Congress. Wayne Owen, the Director of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Watersheds for the U.S. Forest Service in Alaska, said the Tongass National Forest is currently reviewing its land management plan. He said the agency welcomes the interest and will take the Tongass 77 proposal into consideration.
The watersheds are in excellent condition. We feel as though there are adequate protections for salmon in all of those streams. That said, the land use designations for the various watersheds that are the Tongass 77 vary from essentially wilderness now to LUDs that are in active timber management.
Loss of timber management areas is not a popular idea with the timber industry. Owen Graham, executive director of the Alaska Forest Association, called the proposal unnecessary and said many of the watersheds listed had no development planned.
Buffer strips required on all streams, and the Forest Service manages even larger buffer strips than the law requires on many of the streams. Salmon populations have more than doubled since we started logging here 50, 60 years ago, so it's totally unnecessary, and what we really need to focus on is restoring a timber supply and timber jobs.
And one member of Alaska's congressional delegation has little interest in the Tongass 77 proposal. Congressman Don Young called it a fundraising tool and said it is, quote, hardly legitimate public policy with any chance of seeing the light of day in Congress while I'm here, unquote. Meanwhile, Alaska Senator Mark Begich said he's looking at the proposal and how it fits with another bill that would convey some Tongass lands to the Sea Alaska Regional Native Corporation.
Now, this one, their point is a good point, as you want to preserve some of these areas, these watersheds, for long-term benefit to our fisheries and to the habitat that's in that region. And so we're looking at it. We haven't made any decision on it, but we're now looking at it. As we know now, Sea Alaska's moving forward. So they've done a lot of work, and we're talking to them about, you know, is it 77? Is it 25? Is it 92? You know, I don't know exactly how they got to that number, but I know that's the watersheds they thought were the most at risk and should be protected. So we're now talking about how does this fit in with the Sea of Alaska and what does that do to your numbers? And
the 77 watersheds are scattered around southeast from Yakutat to the southern end of Prince of Wales Island. With help from Rosemarie Alexander in Juneau, in Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.